It's the North Pole Podcast by the Elves of SantaUpdate.com.
Greetings and welcome once again to the North Pole Podcast. I'm L. Frank Murr of North Pole Radio News. As we approach the end of spring, we emerge from our darkest, quietest part of the year, and that always brings messages and emails of concern for our many fans and listeners. What is happening at the North Pole? What do all the changes for Santa trackers mean? And what is ahead for this year? Questions like this are coming in greater quantity with each passing day. And here to take them on and catch us up on everything having to do with Santa and the North Pole is my radio partner and your international director of Santa Trackers, Elf Crash Murphy. Crash, it's a little early, but are you ready to get back to work?
Back to work? Are you crazy? I'm ready for a vacation, Frank. I haven't had a day off since the day after last Christmas.
Really? Is that why I haven't seen you?
Yeah, things have been hopping. I'm glad to get back to the podcast with you. This is a walk in the park compared to everything else I've been doing.
Well, what have you been doing, Crash? From where I'm sitting, the news has been pretty thin this year. What's happening?
Well, to nutshell it for you, Frank, I guess you could say that we're looking to go to the next level with Santa Trackers this year, and that's driving all the changes that everyone is freaking out about.
Okay, let's begin there then. What do you mean by next level?
Well, as you know, the Tracker Elf program at the North Pole, where we track Santa for Santa, is 10 years old this year. In 2016, it was just a pilot program, just a test. Since that time, millions of people around the world have participated, and all of this work has taken Santa to a better performance, safer delivery, all-time new speed records, and all that stuff. Everything has improved because Santa has believers out there who want to work as tracker elves. Now Santa wants to make them better and, well, more abundant.
More abundant. You mean more tracker elves then?
Yeah, that's definitely part of it for sure, but it's deeper than that.
What do you mean?
Well, it's the getting better part, Frank. Santa wants better trained elves, more serious elves, more dedicated elves, more active elves.
Hasn't that really been the effort of the last several years?
Yeah, it has.
But Santa has not been satisfied with those efforts?
He's been thrilled with the efforts, Frank. He just thinks we can do better. He just thinks we can grow skills while adding more elves to the ranks, and he wants us to get out of the weeds and think bigger and better.
Get out of the weeds. What does that mean?
I think it means simplifying the program, Frank. Onboarding new elves needs to be faster. Training new elves need to be, well, better paced, I guess. Getting elves to report at a better and higher level needs to be improved.
Okay, that's a little more detailed. How is that related to everything we're seeing that is going on? Going through the mail here, I see that we have some elves upset at SantaTrackers.net that the elf community is closed. Others are not happy that their profiles cannot be adjusted right now. And even more are just upset that we aren't communicating much in the early going here of Operation Merry Christmas 2026.
Yeah, I know all that. And I suppose that's the reason why we're doing this episode of the podcast right now, Frank, to address those concerns and to get people to calm down a little bit. Yeah, we have some changes to work through, and we've got elves at Flight Command Engineering, all that right now. I think people would be happy with what they see. We just need a little time between right now and Christmas in July before we can announce those things.
So what do we say to those elves who are bored or upset or wanting to know about what's happening?
We say hold your horses.
That's it?
Well, what else can I say, Frank? We're working on it. We could have kept the elf community open and talked about this stuff one thing at a time, but Santa didn't want to do that.
Why not?
Because he didn't. I can't tell you why, because he told me not to tell you why. So we're all just going to have to live with it.
You think people are going to accept that?
Probably not. I know we got some elves out there who like action. They want things to do. They have to be in the know. But now I'm telling them they just need to be patient. July's coming.
So, tough cookies, in other words.
Well, yeah, I guess so.
Crash, you're their leader. Do you think you're going to lose elves over this?
No.
You don't? Really?
No, it's Santa. They can talk all big and mean and get mad at me in April, but once the turkey cools at Thanksgiving, they'll be back like white on rice, Frank. Thick as thieves.
Have you been receiving difficult emails?
Yeah, I have. It's part of it. But look, Frank, we lose elves every year. And every year, a lot of them come back later and ask for another chance. We always have to deal with people who think they know better than Santa about how to run things. It's just human nature. But I would just remind everyone that at the end of the day, Santa delivers alone. It's his frosty backside on that sleigh, Frank, and he's the captain. Here in the world of elves, we follow the leader, and if you don't like that, then maybe you shouldn't be an elf.
You sound almost upset, Crash. Is everything okay?
Yeah, I'm fine. I just don't like dwelling on complainers, Frank. I'm not a complainer myself. If Santa told me to sell snow cones to Eskimos, I'd do it because he's Santa, and I want to do whatever he wants me to do. I guess some people just aren't like that, and I'll never understand them.
Okay, so when I go to SantaTrackers.net right now and try to access the elf community, it says unavailable. Does that mean it's not coming back?
Honestly, don't know how to answer that right now.
Why not? You're the international director of Santa Trackers. If anyone should know, it should be you.
Right, I accept responsibility for that. But the fact of the matter and the truth is, Frank, I don't really know because it's not officially decided. We're talking about it. They're testing some things. Santa has questioned the good that it does. We're looking at how it all works and our goals of improving the efforts to track Santa for Santa.
Santa questions how much good the elf community does for tracking Santa for Santa?
No, I don't mean it like that. I mean the way the community's set up and run on SantaTrackers.net, Frank, like the mechanics of it. There's nothing wrong with the people of the elf community, Frank. I want to make that very clear. We have a very solid core of very good and responsible elves that are here year-round. Then in the fall, and particularly in November and December, we get flooded with idiots, morons, new elves, and frankly a lot of wannabes who just aren't elf material, Frank. And we spend our time in the busiest part of our year dealing with mass numbers of troublemakers and dummies who make things hard on the staff and on our loyal elves who work so hard. I think Santa's wondering if it's worth it. He doesn't want to do anything to upset our regulars, but at the same time, we got a job to do, and that's what's most important, not dealing with ding-dongs in the middle of Christmas. So we're working through all that right now.
Okay. So this is all a work in progress, and starting with Christmas in July, we should be ready then to give people some answers about it all. Is that correct?
That's totally correct, Frank. Right now, much of it is up in the air, and I just don't have the answers they're looking for.
Fair enough, and I think that's clear, Crash. Thanks for sharing all of that. Now, what about the rest of Operation Merry Christmas? What about the reindeer? What's up with Santa's workshop after that fiasco of last Christmas? How do things look so far this year?
Things I think look great, Frank. Santa's workshop will not have a repeat of what happened last year, and Elf Bernard tells me that just about every other day. Things over there are months ahead. He's cracking the whip and things are humming over there, Frank, and he ain't gonna let that happen again.
Okay, that's great news. Santa's reindeer have been gone from the North Pole for a few months now, and already we're getting messages of concern about them being back on time. Do you know where we stand with all that?
Nah, but Frank, I gotta tell you, this thing about the reindeer wedding with Trixie and the Mighty Mick is going to affect the reindeer return this year. At least that's my prediction. If that wedding is held the last part of August, like Trixie mentioned in her countdown update, then the feeling is that is when many reindeer will be returning to the North Pole. They're not going to miss that wedding, Frank.
Why is this reindeer wedding getting so much attention, Crash? I mean, reindeer get married all the time. Why is this being treated like the Super Bowl?
I think it's because everyone has known about that little romance, Frank. I swear they could make a reality series on TV about Trix and Mix. Seriously. People wanted those two to get together for the longest time, and now that they have, they just can't stop talking about them. The reindeer aren't going to be the only ones at that wedding, Frank, and I'm surprised the news department hasn't been working on this already. It's going to be the event of the century.
Are we supposed to? I mean, I wish them well, and I'm happy for them, but the wedding of two reindeer isn't actually Santa-related news, Crash.
It's not, at least not yet, Frank.
Not yet? What do you mean by that?
Look, these two are very high-profile reindeer here, Frank. I mean, I'm not talking Rudolph level of famous, but Trixie's one of the best test flight reindeer on that team, and she made the backup team for Santa Squad last Christmas. She's great, Frank, and a lot of people know her. And, of course, the Mighty Mick, it's a great story, and the work he's doing in development and training for young reindeer is approaching legendary levels. These are rock star reindeer, and the interest level in them is pretty high. The world wants to know what happens next. Does Trixie continue to do her work as a test flight reindeer? Or will she decide to become a mom and have a baby? And if she does have babies, what might that reindeer DNA look like between her and the Mick mean for a future performer on Santa's team? And what if Mick decides not to be the trainer he is anymore because he wants to be with Trixie as she's gone most of the year on the test flight team? This wedding has a lot of potential implications for the future of reindeer flight at the North Pole, Frank.
We just report the news, Crash. We don't prognosticate it. We don't project. We will likely cover the wedding as a reindeer interest story, not a story about the future of reindeer flight for Santa. Just the facts, you know what I mean?
Oh, I know what you mean, Frank. I'm just saying what everybody else is thinking. And that's what they're thinking, Frank, for sure, and a whole lot more.
Okay, I'll bring it up again in the news department meetings and see how the others feel about it. Right now, though, I would tell you that what most of the news elves are watching is this stuff coming out of Flight Command about Santa's new sleigh this year.
Yes, I know, Frank, and you guys are wise to have picked up on that. We're behind on that whole process, Frank, and I don't want to go through another period of time like we did last fall with Santa's workshop. We don't need another timeline where something's behind that's critical for Santa's success, and it's looking to me like this sleigh thing could fall into that category if we can't get it in gear.
Are you saying that the date of the test flights on June 1st isn't going to be met?
I don't have that much detail, but from where I'm sitting, somewhere over in the sleigh department, you know, they need to get their prototypes going. Get them built pronto, Frank. They need something to fly and test come June 1st. There's only so many days left until Santa's launch, and his sleigh is a pretty important detail to get right, don't you think?
I do, Crash, and I agree, but Elf Ernest just posted that they have, as of the 24th, just agreed on the design, and a team from Santa's workshop is going to help push out that first prototype so flights can begin the first week of June.
Oh, that's great news. I didn't see that. That's awesome.
Right, so things are coming together here in a lot of ways, Crash. I think Christmas in July is kind of the target date to get things rolling in the news department.
Okay, I'm there for it.
Thanks, Crash, and that wraps it up for us on the North Pole Podcast for this episode. Be sure to comment with your questions or concerns, and we'll have Elf Crash address them in a post on a future episode. You can comment below. Until then, on behalf of Elf Crash, I'm Elf Frank Murr, reporting for SantaUpdate.com on the Kringle Radio Network.